The good news is that people are focused on a major part of the issue of improving defense acquisition, which is the acquisition workforce. And there is widespread recognition, I believe, that the size of that workforce is insufficient for the current challenges. But there's also the issue of the skills of that workforce. Do they have the right competencies for today's environment? As you pointed out, there's a piece in the Monday Washington Post about the new seven-member panel on defense acquisition reform. They talk about in that article the GAO study last year that found $295 billion in cost overruns. And those are just the overruns, so you can imagine the base upon which that was based. So this is a very serious situation with the stimulus bill, with current ongoing activities. Government's going to be involved in a boatload of acquisitions and contracts, and it's going to be extremely important that those acquisitions are done well, so that, you know, we don't have $295 billion cost overruns and who knows how much fraud, waste, and abuse being found. Of course, the whole goal is not to find fraud, waste, and abuse after the fact, but is to prevent it from happening in the first place. And again, we get back to the acquisition workforce.
But the thing is, if you look in the guidance, for example, on how the oversight should take place in the stimulus bill, there's lots of money directed toward IG offices, toward inspector generals, and toward, there's $350 million, in fact, put toward oversight. But in the guidance from OMB on how to spend that money, there's reference to emergency or direct hiring authority, you know, expedited hiring authority that the governments can, the agencies can exercise. But there's no specific money saying to increase the staff here or increase the staff here. Nobody seems to want to confront that one directly.
That's right, Tom, and that's exactly what has to happen. We do need to confront directly the you know, what are we going to do in terms of building up the acquisition workforce? The Recovery Act or Stimulus Bill implementation guidance does talk about the authorities to hire and the help that OPM can provide, but basically the agencies have to do some really key workforce planning here to figure out what they need and then to go about getting it. There's a couple issues here. One, of course, we do have about 60,000 people. Of course, that's out of 1.9 million, but 60,000 people involved in the acquisition workforce. But that that number has stayed about the same over the last 10 years. Yet the size of the activity, the procurement dollars, the number of contracts has close to doubled during that time, and the process itself has become more complex. So here's the at least three issues that we've got to look at. It's numbers, number one. How many do we need to prevent problems? And again, the oversight's very important. You know, let's not suggest that we don't have to have people who can find the problems, but preventing the problems through good acquisition efforts is as at least as important, if not more so. So the issues, how many people in acquisition, what skills level? I think what we're finding, particularly with the pending departures of experienced acquisition people, is that it's not going to be sufficient to find folks right out of school, new accounting majors, what mm-hmm. have you. We've got to get some really experienced people, you know, shovel-ready employees, if you will, who are really going to be able to hit the ground running here. And in some cases, we know it takes a minimum of 3 years to get a new acquisition employee up to speed. we can't wait 3 years. I mean, the stimulus bill is going to be over, so we've got to think about bringing back some experienced acquisition folks, reemployed annuitants, provide a dual comp waiver, and they don't have to just do acquisitions work directly. You know, they can be mentors, they can be advisors to the newer folks to make sure we bring people up to speed as quickly as possible. We've got to look at gaps in mid-level management in acquisition, and how do we fill those on a permanent basis. So a lot of work to be done here. We've got to make sure we have good career ladders. We have to make the occupation attractive. And I think we also need to think about bringing in some folks from the other side. There are folks who have been doing contracting work from the contractor perspective. Maybe we can bring some of those folks into government. They certainly know how things work.